The call came through to reception, and our receptionist received it, and it was apparently a pre-recorded message. It was around about 8:30 this morning.
Okay. What were the procedures put in place to deal with something like that at the Ace Academy?
We have a critical incident management plan, which we put into practice. We'd reviewed it recently this week as a result of the occurrences over the last couple of weeks. And it was as per a fire drill, to be honest, down to the back playground, everybody outside and safe away from the building.
Mm. What was the atmosphere like? I suppose, was it fairly hectic or was it kind of under control?
We've been delighted at how it was. It was absolutely calm, to be honest. The students and staff behaved and conducted themselves brilliantly, and we've had a lot of people saying how well they did and went through the actual process. So I was incredibly proud.
Mm. Does something like this concern you as a head teacher?
Yes, quite honestly. Obviously, there's the safety of the people within the academy, but also the disruption that it's causing to the students' learning, particularly our Year 11s and our Year 13s and 12s. They're going to be sitting exams soon. Every day lost is a day of learning, which they need and desperately need in order to get the best possible outcomes at the end of this summer.
Mm. Afraid, and it must be quite unnerving having it, you know, this isn't the first time it's happened across the area, and you know, I'm suspecting that, are you prepared in case this happens again?
We've sat down today again and looked at where we can improve things for if it happens again. And our main priority will continue to be the safety of everybody here, but also if we get an all clear, to be able to get back and not be as disrupted as we have been today. So we want to get back into the classroom and get back to normality as soon as possible.
Have you heard from any of the parents at all?
Well, a lot of the feedback from parents on Twitter has been very positive. There hasn't been one bad thing said. I've spoken to a few personally as well who've come to collect their children, and they're disgusted by the actions of these people, and just want things to be back to normal as soon as possible. But also very grateful at how things have been handled. But not here. That's clearly been mirrored across the region in how other schools and heads have dealt with it also.
Yeah, and so just finally, is there any message of sort of reassurance for the parents and children, you know, in case anything like this does happen?
Just what we've done already, safety of everybody is paramount. We'll make sure that we keep in contact with people as much as we possibly can do, and we'll do everything to ensure the safe return of students and staff to their homes, and we'll continue to try and carry on without the disruption. So if anybody has any concerns and they want to share them with us, then by all means pick up the phone and we'll talk to them.